The 3-2 to Springer. And George drives this deep to left field. It chases back Holt, looking up. See you later! Over the green monster. A two-run home run for George Springer. And the Astros lead it 7-5.
Gregerson with two weapons. A two-seam fastball that sinks. It goes one way, and then the slider that goes the other way.
Gregerson, a deep breath, looking in. Now the 0-1. And Ortiz skies it. Shallow left field. Rasmus coming in, waiting for it to come down, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros end the Red Sox five-game win streak, and they even the series at a game apiece as the Astros hold on for the 7-6 win.
Probably the best win of the season for the Astros when you consider who they were playing, a very, very scorching hot Boston Red Sox team. And it was a total team effort, a lot of guys on offense. And how about the bullpen tonight doing a great job of keeping the damage to a limit and allowing the team to go ahead and win this ballgame. Great win for the Houston Astros.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros pitching coach Brent Strom. And you had Lance McCullers return to the rotation yesterday, finished an out shy of going five innings, gave up five runs, and had the one bad inning. But overall, how do you think McCullers looked his first time out?
Well, I thought he did exceptionally well. I'm very pleased this morning. He's in good spirits. He feels good. So that's a positive for me. I was, you know, obviously concerned after a extended effort and pitching in this ballpark in a high-stress situation. He did very well with tough conditions and showed his stuff.
What would you like to see him build on as he moves forward? Is it really just about health with him?
Well, it's health, and obviously with Lance, it's always command and control, getting ahead of the hitters. You know, he's one of these guys that can fall behind hitters and still get away with it because he has outstanding stuff, a great breaking ball, which obviously neutralizes hitters. But I think those are the two things, obviously the health and the pitching ahead a little bit more.
Scott Feldman pitching out of the bullpen yesterday, and he earned the win and gave up his first run as a reliever in yesterday's ball game. But he's pitched a lot better out of the pen than he had in the latter part of his time in the starting rotation. What have you noticed about Feldman and his stuff since he's moved to the pen?
Well, you know, people many times think that because they go into the bullpen, shorter stints, you'll see greater velocity and things like that. But really, we had talked to Scotty for quite a while, and finally he decided he wanted to do it. And there's a higher, more aggressive leg lift, similar to what they talked about Price. You know, I guess his velocity increased with a higher leg lift. There's something that said about energy up translating energy down. I remember Nolan Ryan. I read a quote by Nolan one time where he said, "I don't know what it is, but the higher I lift my leg and the faster I get it on the ground, the harder I throw." So basically what that is called is summation of forces. If you move your bigger body parts faster, the smaller parts move faster, and that's what Scott did last night, and he's been doing that as a reliever. I think he can do it as a starter too. There's no reason to go into a game as a starter and try and pace yourself. You might find yourself out in a second if you do. So he's been a big blessing for us in the bullpen and continue to do well.
Another guy who's been a blessing in the bullpen is Michael Feliz. We've always known about the stuff with him, but there just wasn't a consistency. But now we're starting to see that, and the slider's looking a lot better as well.
Well, I don't know what happened. He went from 92 to 98 the other day, and he's had three really good reliever innings. And sometimes it's just a breakthrough. It's a confidence thing. You start to believe you can do it. And there's really no way a coach can coach that. He basically had to find that out on his own, and he deserved to stay on this ball club. We had to make a difficult decision. But he pitched exceptionally well against Cleveland in a stressful situation and was very aggressive. I mean, that's the biggest thing for Michael.
Josh Fields going down yesterday to make room for Lance McCullers. And Fields certainly has been a big part of this team the last few years. What do you want to see him improve upon as he goes down to Triple-A?
Well, I love Josh, and I love what he brings to the table. I talked to Dyer and Doug White, our minor league people. And I think what Josh needs to do is locate his fastball a little bit better, make some pitches on the outside part of the plate, and locate that pitch, and then use his secondary pitches a little bit behind. There's a tendency for Josh to kind of just try and overthrow and think he's going to overpower everybody. And it's a funny mix with him because a lot of strikeouts, yet gets hit hard at times, you know. So it's not a case of not having the stuff. It's just being able to harness the stuff. And Josh won't be down there long. I'm sure he'll be back.
You have Colin McHugh on the mound today, and McHugh had a bit of a rough patch, looking a little better of late. What do you hope to see from him today?
Well, obviously, I think he's had relatively marginal success against this good ball club here, and I know he won here last year, which was a big win. And I think, again, it becomes aggressiveness, getting after people. You know, I hearken back to when he first joined us and how aggressive he was with his fastball and everything. And I think we're seeing a little bit of that back again. And, you know, he got off to a rocky start, but he always competes exceptionally well, and I expect him to have a good game.
Brent Strom, Astros pitching coach, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
In the early stages of 2008, Lance Berkman terrorized National League pitchers. On this day, May 14th, the Big Puma was batting .388, and a high percentage of his hits went for extra bases. The two-run homer he blasted at Pac Bell Stadium in San Francisco got the Astros off to a good start, and they won the game 6-3. The homer was his 14th, which led the league. He also led the circuit in on-base percentage and slugging at the time. Can you imagine having 40 RBIs and 43 runs scored at this juncture of the season? Those incredible totals were tops in the league as well. In the end, he led the league in only one category, doubles. Still, it was a typical Berkman bonanza. He hit .312 with 29 homers and 106 RBIs and 114 runs scored.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. Fresh off of a big win last night, Jason Castro. Big part of that with a couple of knocks, hitting the ball hard. Straight off the airplane, man. Feel pretty good yesterday?
Yeah, flew in, you know, early yesterday morning and, you know, checked in the hotel and pretty much came straight to the field. So actually felt pretty good. It was nice to be back and you know, kind of just jump right back in there and not really waste any more time. So it was you know, it was a good feeling. So, yeah, I was happy with the return.
In case some people missed it, you and your wife had your first baby and had a healthy baby boy. Remarkable experience, isn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible. It was something you can't really, you know, put into words, you know, what that means. And, you know, we're both very happy and you know, excited for what's to come.
I like the name, man. Brady. Is that a family name or is that just a cool sports name? Because it sounds like he can rake already.
It was just a name that we ended up, you know, kind of narrowing down and you know, kind of deciding on at the end. But so there's no significance there. But, you know, yeah, it was just something that a name that we could actually both agree on. So, it was good.
Sometimes that's not easy, is it? What are some of the other names you guys had? Do you remember?
We had a list that we kind of whittled down over time, but there was nothing from the start that, you know, that was really obvious that we wanted to name the first child. So it was definitely a work in progress, but you know, I'm glad we finally you know, narrowed one down that we both liked.
First time you leave your baby, how tough was that for you? Because you're going to be gone for a week and you're on this road trip. That's tough that first time, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, I was – you know, so fortunate to be able to be there for it. And the timing really couldn't have worked out any more perfectly being at home at the end of that 10-game homestand. And, so, I mean, it was, you know, we had talked about what, you know, would be an ideal situation, and it pretty much happened. So, you know, even though I have to be away right now, you know, I wouldn't have, you know, traded that for, you know, having not been there. So it was pretty special.
Last thing with Jason Castro, you caught Lance McCullers last night, and that was his first start of the season. What did you see? He had one rough inning, and other than that, stuff looked pretty good?
Yeah, looked really good. If you take out that second inning, you know, his stuff was good. I mean, he's kind of changed his arm action just a little bit and tried to clean some stuff up, but the action on his pitches is definitely still there, and you know, that's to be expected. You can't ask him to come out, you know, first time after, you know, having to wait a couple months and not really having a spring training either and, you know, come out and just throw a shutout out there. So if you take out that fifth, that's pretty much what he did. But, you know, he's going to continue to build off this and it's really, really nice to have him back in the rotation.
Well, big win last night. Congratulations on that. And most of all, congratulations on the baby and everybody's health.
All right, thank you very much.
The Houston Astros.
Playing in the mess. Mike Fiers has done it. A no-hitter.
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya.
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wild Card game.
The Houston Astros. Radio Network.